The A's and the Rangers wrapping up their 2017 campaigns. Is that Daniel Megden or Raleigh Fingers? Megden, the outstanding effort with the facial hair. Let's pick it up top three. A's have a 1-0 lead. Jed Lowry at the plate.
The two-strike pitch, swing and a line drive. This one's deep to left. Calhoun on the move. It's over his head. It bounces once and hits the wall. Simeon is in. Chapman is right behind him, sliding into second. Ahead of the throw is Lowry. He has a two-run double, and the A's now lead 3-0. The next pitch is lifted out into left field. Calhoun racing back into his left. He dives. He has the ball. He rolls over and comes up holding the baseball. Willie Calhoun with a diving catch in the alley in left center takes an extra base hit away from Simeon and saves a run as he wraps up the final out here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, one man left. And after 3.5, it remains 3-0 Oakland.
Here comes the pitch. Beltre swings. It's a line drive. Base hit center field. There goes the no-hitter in the perfect game. Beltre's on at first, and I imagine this is when he gets to take the curtain call after hit number 3,048. Jeff Banister is asking for time. He will no doubt run for Adrian Beltre here. And get ready to hear an ovation as Adrian Beltre will be lifted for a pinch runner. Calhoun is announced as the batter. Now we will get an announcement of a pinch runner for Adrian Beltre as it is Joey Gallo coming out of the Ranger dugout, walking over to first base and telling Adrian Beltre to take a hike.
Running the Rangers organization this year. Here's a swing and a miss on a fastball that was up. And so Jimenez strikes out as a pinch hitter. That's how Rugi's 2017 began. 3-2 pitch here is a skimmer hit to first. Healy has it. He goes to Simeon at second for one. Back to first. Double play. A 3-6-1 double play with Mingden covering. And that will get the A's out of this bottom of the seventh. Rangers trailing 4-0 as we go to the eighth inning. And for one final time here in 2017, to take you home, the voice of the Rangers, Eric Nadeau.
All right, Matt, thanks. Chris Davis, the batter, on a 1-0 pitch. He launches one deep left center. That one is gone. It's over the visitor's bullpen. There's number 43 for Chris Davis, a prodigious shot. His 110th run batted in of the season. So Chris Davis, who many have said would not possibly do this year what he did last year, has done even better than he did last year. He's hit 43 home runs after hitting 42 a year ago.
Oakland takes it 5-2. The Texas Rangers concluded the 2017 season with a 5-2 loss at home to the Oakland A's. Here is Texas skipper Jeff Banister commenting on the game and sharing his thoughts on the 2017 season.
No, look, the calf obviously didn't want him to get hit in the calf, but didn't impact anything that our decision or anything else. More of an innings pitch count type situation for him. He wanted to go out and start the game. Had a couple of innings or three innings that he wanted to get to. A couple of pitch count situations in the second and third there that really didn't allow him to go any further, but. There were some things that he felt in the previous outing that he wanted to go out and give himself an opportunity to fix a little bit going into the offseason, which he felt he did. So, and really just the pitch count, the situation, it had enough and was ready to turn it over to Mendez.
What did you make of Cole's season? I know it was halted there in May, but what overall, what do you think?
Well, when you look at the record, 11-6. Thought there were some outstanding starts for the most part throughout the year. Obviously, he had a little bit of a slow start. It took him a while to kind of get into a groove, get himself up to speed, normal Cole Hamels. And then, you know, he hit a stride there for a while and threw strikes. Velo spiked back up. The movement on the cutter, the breaking ball was sharp. And the similar changeup that he's had in the past. So a lot of positives, in my opinion, in our opinion, with Cole's year. Obviously, that you ask him, I guarantee he'll tell you that he's got to be much better, which I expect that he'll go home, have a good off season, get his body back after he rests, get his body back in shape, and be ready to go in spring training.
I guess that's exactly the way you'd like to have seen Adrian Beltre get recognized and the way to come out.
Yes. You know, really the fan appreciation, one of the things that last day of the season for Adrian, I had talked to him about him having a start today at DH, and really it was a two-at-bat situation. If he didn't wanted an opportunity for A, our fans to see him one more time this year, and B, be recognized for just who he is and how much he's loved by these fans and his teammates, and for him to break up the no-hitter, and for us to at one point is kind of apropos, really, for the two guys that had with the hits on the board were Elvis and Adrian, first two hits of the game, and for us to be able to take Adrian off the field like that and allow our fans to show their appreciation and for Adrian to show his love back to the fans, it was fitting.
Jeff, at this point in time, and I know you talked a little bit about Cole and what you think he'll expect of himself for next year, is he, in your mind, because of maybe the age situation, things like that, is he more of a middle of the rotation type starter, or do you believe going forward he'd still be a top of the rotation guy?
No, I think he's still a top of the rotation guy, Evan. I don't think that me or anybody else can make that assessment at this point.
Now, against Mengden, he put eight of your batters in an 0-2 hole, and six of those led to strikeouts. How detrimental did you find that throughout the day on your offense?
Well, I thought he did an exceptional job. To your point, exactly what he did is he got ahead, and when major league pitchers get ahead, it make it very challenging on major league hitters to get hits. I mean, just I think if you look at the two-strike averages across the board in major league baseball, they're not very high.
The A's wrap up the season with a mark of 75-87 as they miss the postseason for a third straight year. The Rangers finish with a mark of 78-84 as they miss the postseason for the first time in 3 years.